Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about diversification strategies, spreading risk across markets, property types, and tenant profiles. Today, we're diving into insurance strategies for real estate investors. Insurance is one of the most important but often overlooked aspects of risk management. The right insurance protects your properties, your income, and your personal assets from catastrophic loss. The wrong insurance, or insufficient coverage, can wipe out years of wealth building in a single event. Today, we're covering the types of insurance every real estate investor needs, how to structure coverage to maximize protection while minimizing cost, common coverage gaps that leave investors exposed, and advanced strategies for larger portfolios. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how to build a comprehensive insurance strategy that protects your real estate investments. Let's start with the foundation, property insurance. Property insurance. Property insurance covers physical damage to your buildings from covered perils like fire, wind, hail, lightning, and vandalism. This is the most basic and essential insurance for any real estate investor. For residential properties financed with a mortgage, lenders require property insurance. But even if you own properties free and clear, you should maintain coverage. Replacement cost versus actual cash value. When purchasing property insurance, you'll choose between replacement cost coverage and actual cash value coverage. Replacement cost coverage pays to rebuild or repair your property at current construction costs without deducting for depreciation. Actual cash value coverage pays the depreciated value of your property at the time of loss. Replacement cost coverage costs more, but provides significantly better protection. Always choose replacement cost coverage for your properties. Guaranteed replacement cost. Some policies offer guaranteed replacement cost coverage, which pays to rebuild your property even if costs exceed your coverage limit. This protects you if construction costs spike after a major disaster when contractors are in high demand. Guaranteed replacement cost coverage typically costs 10 to 20% more than standard replacement cost coverage, but it's worth it for valuable properties. Coverage limits. Your coverage limit should equal the cost to rebuild your property, not its market value. Market value includes land value, which doesn't need to be insured. Rebuilding cost is just the structure. Many investors underinsure by basing coverage on purchase price rather than rebuilding cost. Work with your insurance agent to determine accurate rebuilding costs. Consider getting a replacement cost estimator or appraisal. Review your coverage limits annually. Construction costs increase over time, especially after major disasters. Deductibles. Your deductible is the amount you pay out of pocket before insurance coverage kicks in. Higher deductibles lower your premium. Lower deductibles increase your premium. For most investors, a deductible of $1,000 to $5,000 per property makes sense. If you have significant cash reserves and want to minimize premiums, you might choose higher deductibles of $10,000 or more. Never choose a deductible you can't afford to pay from reserves. Liability insurance. Liability insurance protects you if someone is injured on your property and sues you. Standard property insurance policies include liability coverage, typically $100,000 to $300,000 per occurrence. This covers medical expenses, legal defense costs, and judgments or settlements if you're found liable. For most investors, the standard liability coverage included in property insurance is insufficient. You should increase liability coverage to at least $1 million per property. This typically costs only $50 to $100 more per year, but provides significantly better protection. Umbrella insurance. Umbrella insurance provides additional liability coverage above your underlying property and auto insurance policies. For example, if you have $1 million in liability coverage on a property and face a $2 million judgment, your umbrella policy would cover the additional $1 million. Umbrella policies typically provide $1 to $5 million in additional coverage and cost $300 to $1,000 per year. Every real estate investor should have an umbrella policy. It's one of the most cost-effective forms of insurance protection available. Loss of rents insurance. Loss of rents insurance, also called rental income insurance, covers lost rental income if your property becomes uninhabitable due to a covered loss. For example, if your property is damaged by fire and takes 6 months to repair, loss of rents insurance pays your lost rental income during that period. This coverage is typically included in landlord insurance policies, but may need to be added to standard property policies. The coverage period is usually 6 to 12 months, though you can purchase longer coverage periods. Loss of rents insurance is essential for investors who depend on rental income to cover mortgages and expenses. Without it, you're paying the mortgage on an uninhabitable property while receiving no rent. Flood insurance standard property insurance does not cover flood damage. If your property is in a flood zone, you need separate flood insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program or a private flood insurance carrier. Even if your property is not in a designated flood zone, consider purchasing flood coverage. Flooding can occur anywhere, and FEMA flood maps don't capture all flood risk. Flood insurance through NFIP typically costs $400 to $2,000 per year, depending on flood risk and coverage limits. NFIP coverage is limited to $250,000 for the building and $100,000 for contents. If you need higher coverage, you can purchase excess flood insurance from private carriers. Earthquake insurance. Standard property insurance does not cover earthquake damage. If your properties are in earthquake-prone areas like California, the Pacific Northwest, or parts of the Midwest, you need separate earthquake insurance. Earthquake insurance is expensive, often 1 to 3% of your property's value annually, and comes with high deductibles, typically 10 to 20% of the dwelling coverage. Despite the cost, earthquake insurance is essential in high-risk areas. A major earthquake can cause total loss, and without insurance, you'd lose everything. Landlord insurance versus homeowner's insurance. If you're renting out properties, you need landlord insurance, not standard homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance is designed for owner-occupied properties. It doesn't cover rental activities and may deny claims if the property is rented. Landlord insurance is specifically designed for rental properties. It includes coverage for rental-related risks like tenant-caused damage, loss of rents, and liability from tenant injuries. Landlord insurance typically costs 10 to 25% more than homeowner's insurance, but it's essential for proper coverage. Never rent out a property covered only by homeowner's insurance. Your claims will likely be denied. Commercial property insurance. For larger multifamily properties, typically 5 units or more, you'll need commercial property insurance rather than residential landlord insurance. Commercial policies are more complex and customizable. They're typically written on a named perils basis, meaning only specifically listed perils are covered. Make sure your commercial policy covers all relevant perils, including fire, wind, hail, lightning, explosion, vandalism, and water damage. Commercial policies also typically have higher liability limits and more comprehensive coverage options. Work with a commercial insurance broker who specializes in multifamily properties to structure appropriate coverage. General liability insurance. For larger portfolios or if you operate as a property management company, consider standalone general liability insurance. This covers liability claims arising from your business operations, not just from specific properties. General liability insurance typically provides $1 to $2 million in coverage and costs $1,000 to $3,000 per year. Workers' compensation insurance. If you have employees, property managers, maintenance staff, leasing agents, you need workers' compensation insurance. Workers' comp covers medical expenses and lost wages if an employee is injured on the job. It's required by law in most states for businesses with employees. Workers' comp costs vary widely based on your state, number of employees, and job classifications, but typically range from 1 to 5% of payroll. Even if you use independent contractors rather than employees, consider workers' comp coverage. If a contractor is injured and doesn't have their own coverage, you could be liable. Builders' risk insurance. If you're doing major renovations, rehabs, or new construction, you need builders' risk insurance. Builders' risk covers the property during construction from perils like fire, wind, theft, and vandalism. Standard property insurance doesn't cover properties under construction. Builders' risk is typically purchased for the duration of the construction project and costs 1 to 4% of the construction budget. Title insurance. Title insurance protects you from defects in the property's title, issues like liens, encumbrances, or ownership disputes that weren't discovered during the title search. There are two types: lender's title insurance, which protects the lender, and owner's title insurance, which protects you. Lender's title insurance is required by mortgage lenders. Owner's title insurance is optional but highly recommended. Title insurance is a one-time premium paid at closing, typically $500 to $2,000, depending on property value. It protects you for as long as you own the property. Always purchase owner's title insurance. Title defects can be financially devastating, and title insurance is relatively inexpensive protection. Structuring coverage across multiple properties. As your portfolio grows, you need to think strategically about how to structure insurance across multiple properties. Option 1. Individual policies. The simplest approach is individual policies for each property. This works well for smaller portfolios of 1 to 10 properties. Advantages: simple to manage, easy to add or remove properties, clear coverage for each property. Disadvantages: more expensive than portfolio policies, more administrative work managing multiple policies and renewals. Option 2. Portfolio or blanket policies. For larger portfolios, consider a portfolio policy or blanket policy that covers multiple properties under one policy. Advantages: lower overall premium due to volume discounts. Simplified administration with one policy and one renewal. Flexibility to add or remove properties midterm. Disadvantages: more complex to set up, requires working with a commercial broker, may have higher minimum premiums. Portfolio policies typically make sense once you have 10 or more properties. Option 3. Master policy with certificates. For very large portfolios or syndications, you might use a master policy with individual certificates for each property. This provides the administrative simplicity of a portfolio policy while maintaining clear coverage documentation for each property. This is common in commercial real estate and larger multifamily portfolios. Common coverage gaps. Let me share common coverage gaps that leave investors exposed. Gap 1. Underinsurance. Many investors underinsure by basing coverage on purchase price rather than replacement cost. If your property costs $200,000 but would cost $300,000 to rebuild, you're underinsured by $100,000. In a total loss, you'd only receive $200,000, leaving you $100,000 short. Always base coverage on replacement cost, not purchase price or market value. Gap 2. No loss of rents coverage. Many investors don't carry loss of rents coverage and are shocked when they have to pay the mortgage on an uninhabitable property while receiving no rent. Always include loss of rents coverage in your policies. Gap 3. Inadequate liability coverage. Standard liability coverage of $100,000 to $300,000 is insufficient in today's litigious environment. Increase liability coverage to at least $1 million per property and add an umbrella policy. Gap 4. No flood or earthquake coverage. Many investors assume their standard property insurance covers flood and earthquake damage. It doesn't. Assess your flood and earthquake risk and purchase separate coverage if needed. Gap 5. Wrong policy type. Renting out a property covered by homeowner's insurance rather than landlord insurance is a common and costly mistake. Always use landlord insurance for rental properties. Gap 6. No coverage during renovations. Standard property insurance may not cover properties under major renovation. Purchase builder's risk insurance for renovation projects. Gap 7. Inadequate entity protection. Holding properties in your personal name rather than LLCs or other entities exposes your personal assets to liability. Use proper entity structuring in addition to insurance. Reducing insurance costs. Insurance is expensive, but there are strategies to reduce costs without sacrificing coverage. Strategy 1. Increase deductibles. Increasing your deductible from $1,000 to $5,000 can reduce premiums by 20 to 30%. Only do this if you have adequate reserves to cover the higher deductible. Strategy 2. Bundle policies. Many insurers offer discounts for insuring multiple properties with them. Bundling can save 10 to 20% on premiums. Strategy 3. Improve property condition. Properties in good condition with updated systems, roof, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, qualify for lower premiums. Investing in property improvements can reduce insurance costs while also reducing risk. Strategy 4. Install safety features. Installing security systems, fire alarms, sprinkler systems, and storm shutters can reduce premiums. Many insurers offer discounts of 5 to 20% for these features. Strategy 5. Shop around. Insurance rates vary significantly between carriers. Get quotes from at least 3 insurers every year or two. Working with an independent insurance broker who represents multiple carriers can help you find the best rates. Strategy 6. Maintain good claims history. Frequent claims increase your premiums. Only file claims for significant losses. Pay for small repairs out of pocket to maintain a clean claims history. Working with insurance professionals. As your portfolio grows, work with insurance professionals who specialize in real estate investors. For smaller portfolios, work with an independent insurance agent who represents multiple carriers and understands landlord insurance. For larger portfolios, work with a commercial insurance broker who specializes in multifamily or commercial real estate. These professionals can help you structure appropriate coverage, identify gaps, and find competitive rates. They can also help you navigate claims and ensure you receive fair settlements. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do 3 things. First, review your current insurance coverage. Pull out your policies and review your coverage limits, deductibles, and liability coverage. Identify any gaps. Second, verify you have the right policy types. Make sure rental properties are covered by landlord insurance, not homeowners insurance. Verify you have flood or earthquake coverage if needed. Third, get quotes from at least 2 additional insurers. Compare coverage and pricing. You might be able to save significantly by switching carriers. Write down any gaps you identify and create a plan to address them. Final thoughts. Insurance is one of the most important but often overlooked aspects of real estate investing. The right insurance protects your properties, your income, and your personal assets from catastrophic loss. Every investor needs property insurance, with replacement cost coverage, adequate liability coverage, loss of rents coverage, and an umbrella policy. Depending on your location and property type, you may also need flood insurance, earthquake insurance, and commercial property insurance. Avoid common coverage gaps like underinsurance, inadequate liability coverage, wrong policy types, and no flood or earthquake coverage. Structure your coverage strategically as your portfolio grows, considering individual policies, portfolio policies, or master policies. Reduce costs through higher deductibles, bundling, property improvements, safety features, shopping around, and maintaining good claims history. Work with insurance professionals who specialize in real estate investors to ensure you have appropriate coverage. Take time this week to review your current coverage, identify gaps, and get competitive quotes. Proper insurance is the foundation of risk management. Don't overlook it. Tomorrow, we're talking about legal structures and asset protection. How to structure your entities to minimize liability and protect your wealth. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.